gas, the gasoline's going through the roof. So's the cost of food and health and rum. Listen to the politicians, who they trying to spoof. Makes you wonder if this life's a zero sum. It used to take an hour, yeah, to get to work. I suspect that in your case it may take two. I get so frustrated.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you have tuned to another episode of none other than Radio Free Caslow, coming at you from the True North, strong and free, right here in the heart of Alpine Nirvana, in beautiful downtown Caslow, British Columbia, Canada, the most gorgeous little alpine village in the world. I'm your host, Randy Morse. As always, I am really delighted you've chosen to join me for today's show. Well, we're going to play a lot of music today. We're going to celebrate that we're right smack dab in the middle of an absolutely stunningly spectacular spring here in Caslow. And let's get going with a song by a songbird from the West Coast. I think you're going to recognize this gal. She was recently in Caslow. Here's Sherry Ulrich and friends.
I'm afraid this is going to be loud. Is that loud?
It's pretty loud.
Good for getting down, because we're going to get down now.
Yeah.
Ready?
Right on.
Right on.
Watch the news. I can't bear the who and where and what they say's the truth. Everybody's crazy, avarice and greed. Tooth for tooth, eye for an eye is never gonna set you free. Oh, why can't we get along? Sing that next time. Mama always told me there's too many on this earth. Nature has a way of getting even. Mark my words. You see it in the weather. You see it in the wars. Something tells me she's not gonna take it anymore.
Why all the people cry, help
That was Sherry Ulrich, accompanied by her daughter Julia Graff on violin and Ted Littlemore on keyboards, from 4 years ago, live at the Blue Frog Studio, playing Why Can't We Get Along? Good question, Nespa. Well, as I mentioned, Sherry recently performed here in Kaslow live at the historic Langham Theater. And the next morning, my buddy Keith Hamilton, who's sort of new to music but wildly enthusiastic, sucked up the courage to invite Sherry to join him, me, and a couple of other folks in a songwriting workshop in his living room. She was gracious enough to acquiesce, and so we all gathered together and had a delightful couple of hours with a master songwriter and song crafter in Sherry. And shortly thereafter, I happened to be down at Kaslow's charming little Bluebell Bistro grabbing a latte, and who should walk in but Sherry Ulrich. Well, I am nothing, folks, if not a dedicated reporter, and I pulled out my pocket digital recording device and had the following chat with Sherry. Listen in live from the Bluebell Bistro in beautiful downtown Kaslow. Sherry Ulrich.
I'm here at the Bluebell Bistro with famous Canadian singer-songwriter Sherry Ulrich. Hi, Sherry.
Seizing the moment. Well done. Hi.
So what brings you to Kaslow?
I did a concert last night at the Langham, which I loved, and then we did a songwriting workshop today, and oh my gosh, you were there too.
You're right, I was. What a coincidence.
Or have we both forgotten already?
Probably. But it was such a good thing to have forgotten.
It was great. I loved it.
So, Sherry, you know that some of us refer to Kaslow as Alpine Nirvana. How does that resonate with you?
Oh, I like that. I have not heard that. Yeah. Every time I come here, I walk. Well, I'm like that in many places, but here in particular, I walk around and think, I could live here. I just want to move here.
Where do you live right now?
I live on Bowen Island, which is not that different. And when I'm looking out here at the hills and the water, it's very similar.
Hills?
Mountains.
Okay, and where are you off to next?
I'm off to Nelson for a house concert, and then I'm going to Castlegar to the Castle Theater on the 2nd of May. And then I'm going to Kelowna for a house concert, and then I'm going home.
Okay, cool. And Sherry, if someone is dying to download your music after having paid you handsomely for it, where can they go?
Well, the best place for this newest album is at the Borealis Records website. And they can also listen to the whole thing before they buy it. Otherwise, everything I've ever done is on iTunes.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Oh, my
Have a safe trip down to Nelson. Enjoy that Oso Negro coffee.
I will. Can't wait. Such a coffee addict. Well, good for you for seizing the moment. I'm impressed.
Radio Free Kaslow never sleeps, Sherry. Bon voyage.
I'll send you the clip.
Ready? I never thought too much about Shakespeare, at least till I started in school. That's where I met a teacher named Miss Holland, who gently explained to me I was a tool.
You're a tool.
All together now.
The bard was a genius, she assured me, a writer who made Tolstoy look a fool. Imagine my dismay when I had to say, Miss Holland, I guess I'm just a fool. Let's all sing. All's well that ends well as you like it. A comedy of errors is this life. It's a tempest or much ado about nothing. Measure for measure, there is usually too much strife.
Ah, that's right, folks. It's springtime in Kaslow. The fruit trees are beginning to bloom. The flowers are poking up all over the place. The deer are wandering through our yards. And The bear's awoken and are starting to be sighted, lumbering around, looking for an early season bite of something tasty. That also, of course, means that it's time for the 17th annual J.V. Humphreys Comedy Review Dinner Theater. Today, Friday, May 8th, and tomorrow, Saturday, May 9th, the doors open at 6. Dinner begins at 6:30. The show, which this year is a very funny play called God and Poker, kicks off at 7 o'clock. This is a fantastic show. I don't even know if tickets are still available for tonight or tomorrow night, but you can find out by contacting J.V. Humphreys School or swinging by Sunnyside Naturals down on Front Street here in Castle Oak. You can also call them at 250-353-9667. See if they've got a ticket, and if they do, you can reserve it by phone. So again, that's the 17th Annual Comedy Review Dinner Theater at JVH, God and Poker, tonight, starting at 6:30, dinner at least, show at 7, and then tomorrow night, Saturday, May 9th. Tickets are only $20. It's really fun. I urge you to flock to the school and check it out. That was the Beatles with Tomorrow Never Knows. You've tuned to Radio Free Caslow, coming at you from the True North, strong and free from right here in downtown Caslow, BC, a.k.a. Alpine Nirvana. I'm your host, Randy Morse. Thanks so much for joining me on today's show. Well, yesterday I was driving back from a series of absolutely fascinating meetings with some very intriguing people down in Nelson, and I was just about, five clicks south of Caslow. Beautiful view of Mount Loki in the late afternoon, pinkish sun to my right, when I spied a guy hitching, obviously on his way to Caslow, by the side of the road. So I pulled my trusty 1988 right-hand drive diesel Land Cruiser, aka Tenzing, over and let him hop in, and we drove down to Caslow. And on the way, we had a fascinating chat talking about isosceles triangles, civilizations from 10,000 years before hang gliding off Mount Buchanan. You know, the usual kind of chat you have with hitchhiker here in the Kootenays. And when we got into Caslow, I pulled up on Front Street and said so long to the guy and started to step out of the vehicle when he stopped me. And he said, "Hey, wait a minute. I think I recognize your voice. Are you on Kootenay Co-op Radio?" "You are, aren't you?" he said. "You're that happy guy." "Yeah, that's who you are. You're that happy guy." And I had to admit that he probably had me pegged. I am indeed that happy guy. And I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to live in a place as beautiful and as intriguing as Caslow and the West Kootenay and the Columbia Basin generally. And one of the things that I love about this place generally, and one of the things that makes me happiest, is how many amazingly creative, colorful characters this part of the world has attracted. And as I mentioned a moment ago, I had some meetings yesterday in Nelson with some of those very sorts of people, one of whom was an absolutely fascinating guy whose name is Brooke Leatherman. He and his wife, Sandy, are integrally a part of and, in fact, made something called the Kalen Hospice Society happen in Nelson. I'm certain a lot of you don't even know that Kalen exists, but I can assure you it's extremely cool and almost certainly bound to become larger and have a greater impact on all of us as the years progress. So what is Kalen? Well, it's a campus center that is focused on integrating dialogue, education, and residential hospice care. Their mission includes programs and services that explore our ability to live more fully at all stages of life, including end of life. And hello, folks, guess what? We are all going to see an end to this current life anyway. To expand our cultural acceptance of death as a natural part of life, hello. To engage in collective partnerships to evolve new models of compassionate care to support the needs of a rapidly aging population. Look around you, right? And I don't know, it was just fascinating to talk with Brooke, a very thoughtful, insightful, philosophical guy who's also deeply rooted in the practical, a person who is passionately committed to helping make our region and our planet better places on which to and in which to live and work and, yes, even die. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm indeed a happy guy. I'm even happy to talk about subjects like life and death. After all, every moment that we're awake, we can choose to make of our existence precisely what we will, correct? Am I not right? I think so. Because at the end of the day, folks, really, when you think about it, it's just up to us, right?
Quite sure what this life's about. Your breath goes in and your breath goes out. High up or down, high north or south. One thing is clear, at least it seems to me. You're in charge of who you're going to be. Decide to be glad or blue, happy or sad, it's all up to you. The sun bakes down on a pearline beach. It warms your skin, iron bones, it will bleach. The sun bakes down, but joy is out of reach. Children laugh, they have something to teach. One thing is clear, at least it seems to me. You're in charge of who you're going to be. sad friend, it's up to you. Sun goes down on Our Lady of Light. The ghosts come out, bathe in pale moonlight. The sun goes down, try with all your might to lead a good life, to do what is right. One thing is clear, at least it seems to me, charge of who you're going to be. You decide to be glad or blue, happy or sad, it's all up to you.
That was a track of mine called It's Up to You, produced in Edmonton a couple of years ago, working with producer Tomas Brabich. Speaking of Edmonton, I'm sure you're all aware that just a few days ago, something quite epic happened in our neighboring province to the east. I moved to Edmonton to go to graduate school at the University of Alberta in 1972. Shortly before I moved there, a new government had been elected. It was a new government headed by a guy named Peter Lougheed, and his party was the Progressive Conservative Party. 4 years later, 4 years later, in 1976, my oldest kid, my daughter Ulrika, was born. She's now 39 years old. Lika, I hope you don't mind me mentioning that live on radio. It's taken that long, 39 plus almost 5 years, for there to be a change in regime in Alberta. But voila, ladies and gentlemen, it happened just the other night. Suddenly, the once invincible Tories were reduced to 10 seats. The new official opposition is the Wildrose Party, and the new governing party, with 53 seats to 21 for Wildrose and 10 for the Tories, is the New Democratic Party, which is quite astonishing, right? Flies right in the face of the sort of image that most of us here in British Columbia have of our friends and neighbors, and in my case, relatives, in Alberta. The NDP is now the governing party in Alberta. And not just the NDP, but with a caucus that's incredibly young. There are lots of 20 and 30-year-olds in the new government caucus in Edmonton. For example, in the upscale community of St. Albert, which is just on the northern edge of Edmonton, that seat was won by a 24-year-old university student. Amazing. So, in honor of that sea change, and I'm not necessarily beating the drums for the NDP or for any particular political point of view, but I am celebrating change. It's always good to freshen things up, especially in a participatory democracy, don't you think? So, in honor of the change that's occurred next door, here is our very own Brian Adams, live in Edmonton, singing his version of a song called Alberta Bound.
Alberta, don't you look good in the morning? Like waking up from some frozen dream. It's been so long that I've almost forgotten. You're the prettiest thing I've seen. It's been a while since I've seen you. Been down a thousand roads since then. Well, I guess I've
settle down, son, but you're as wild as you've ever been. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, somewhere between lost and found. Any road I take might be the wrong one, but hey, I'm Alberta. Just to survive. Maybe we were never meant for each other, but you still make me feel alive. Alberta, it was just a matter of timing. You know as well as me I couldn't stay. I seen the seven wonders of the world, but you still take my breath away. Somewhere between lost and found. Any road I take might be the wrong one, but hey, I'm Alberta
up here, folks, but don't worry, happy hitchhiker guy, those are tears of joy. Good luck to our friends in Alberta. And good luck to all of you too, folks. I want to wish you a very, very fun Friday. Don't forget tonight, the comedy dinner review theater extravaganza at J.V. Humphreys School. Tonight, dinner starts at 6:30, and tomorrow night, same time, same place. Have a great Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. And happy trails to all of you until we meet again. This is Randy Moore saying adios.
Unlike our arms and legs and other stuff, glowing in the mountain light. Oh, let's get naked in the coop.